Estare, estare. We do not really mean that what we are about to say is true. A story, let it come, let it go. Once, with small children round my knee, there were no stories on earth to hear. All the stories belonged to Nyame, the sky god. He kept them in a golden box next to his royal stool. Anansi, the Spider-Man, wanted to buy the sky god's stories. So he spun a web up to the sky. When the sky god heard what Anansi wanted, he laughed. The price of my stories is that you bring me Osebo, the leopard of the terrible teeth, Mboro, the hornet who stings like fire, and Mwatia, the fairy whom men never see. Anansi bowed and answered, I shall gladly pay the price. Chuckled the sky god. How can a weak old man like you, so small, so small, so small, pay my price? Anansi ran along the jungle path, yirdi, 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 till he came to Osebo, the leopard of the terrible teeth.
Oho, Anansi, said the leopard, you are just in time to be my lunch.
Anansi replied, as for that, what will happen, but first let us play the binding, binding game. The leopard, who was fond of games, asked, how is it played? With vine creepers, explained Anansi. I will bind you by your foot and foot. Then I will untie you, and you can tie me up.
Very well, growled the leopard, who planned to eat Anansi as soon as it was his turn to bind him. So Anansi tied the leopard by his foot, by his foot, by his foot, by his foot with a vine creeper. Then he said, now, Osebo, you are ready to meet the sky god.
Next, Anansi cut a frond from a banana tree and filled a calabash with water. He crept through the tall grasses, Sora, 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 till he came to the nest of Mboro, the hornets who sting like fire. Anansi held a banana leaf over his head as an umbrella. Then he poured some of the water in the calabash over his head. The rest he emptied over the hornet's nest and cried, it is raining, raining, raining. Should you not fly into my calabash so that the rain will not tatter your wings? Thank you, thank you, hummed the hornets. And they flew into the calabash. Thump! Anansi quickly stopped the mouth of the gourd.
Now, Mboro, you are ready to meet the sky god.
Anansi now carved a little wooden doll holding a bowl. He covered the doll from top to bottom with sticky latex gum. Then he filled the doll's bowl with pounded yams. is set a little doll at the foot of a flamboyant tree where fairies like to dance. In a little while, Moatia, the fairy who no man sees, came dancing, dancing, dancing to the foot of the flamboyant tree. Moatia said, "Gum, baby, I am hungry. May I eat some of your yams?" "Thank you, Gum Baby," said the fairy. "Don't you reply when I thank you?" cried the angry fairy. "Gum Baby, I'll slap your crying place unless you answer me." Pah! A hand stuck fast to the Gum Baby's sticky cheek. "Let go of my hand or I'll slap you again. Pah!" Now the fairy was stuck to the Gum Baby with both hands, and she was furious. She pushed against the doll with her feet, and they also stuck fast. Now Anansi came out of hiding. "You are ready to meet the sky god, Moatia." Anansi spun a web round Osebo, Umboro, and Umatia. Then he spun a web up to the sky. "Oh, Niame," said Anansi, bowing low, "here is the price you ask for your stories. Osebo, the leopard of the terrible teeth. Umboro, the hornets who sting like fire. And Moatia, the fairy who may never see." "Little Anansi, the Spider-Man, has paid me the price I ask for my stories. Sing his praise, I command you." Shouted all the assembled nobles. "From this day and going on forever," proclaimed the sky god, "my stories belong to Anansi and shall be called Spider Stories." So Anansi took the golden box of stories back to Earth. And when he opened the box, all the stories scattered to the corners of the world, including this one. This is my story, which I have related. If it be sweet, or if it be not sweet, take some elsewhere, and let some come back to me.